And welcome back in. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Michael Leahy with us as well. Go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find an article, op-ed today from Jeff Webb talking about the debate, Marsha Blackburn and Phil Bredesen. And Jeff Webb on the line with us this morning. Jeff, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Jeff. Mike Leahy here.
In honor of Varsity Brands, I told Michael earlier, that's why I'm wearing the cheerleader outfit, the UT cheerleader outfit, just in honor of you.
Orange and white pom-poms. It's a sight that can't be unseen, Jeff.
Whatever it takes, Steve.
So you had an – we talked to you last night. You watched the debate between Phil Bredesen and Marsha Blackburn last night. And by the way, we first met you down at a Tennessee Star Insider Briefing earlier this year in Memphis. And so you watched the debate last night, and you had a very interesting take on it. And you said basically, you know, Phil Bredesen is acting like he's running for governor, but he's not. He's running for the Senate. Tell us a little bit more about your comment on the debate.
Well, I think Bredesen had, from the very beginning, has positioned himself, and I think Marsha called him out on it early, but he's positioned himself to be this moderate, he's what's right for Tennessee, and you can trust me. And, you know, again, it sounds like he's running for governor. It sounds like he's going to be out there trying to find all these new jobs, which is fine. In either person will be looking for new jobs in a better situation for our state. But it's the national issues that are going to be most affect the citizens of Tennessee this time around. And he is going to have to vote on what the Democrats, if they happen to win the majority, they'll have to vote on their agenda. And he'll be expected to vote the way they want him to. If he wants to get any committee chairmanships or any good positioning. So I think he's been able to avoid talking about what he will do on these national issues. And I think in this particular case, this is not only a Tennessee election, it is a national race.
Absolutely. You said his pledge to operate as a moderate Democrat in the U.S. Senate, you call that either naive or a charade. Are there any moderate Democrats left anywhere in the United States, and particularly in the United States Senate, Jeff?
Well, there certainly aren't very many, as we know, Mike. And again, you go back and look at what do you think? Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Claire McCaskill, they espouse these moderate positions. And then when it comes time to vote, they vote the party line. They vote with the liberal party leadership. Not one Democrat, including all of the moderates or the several moderates that there are, not one Democrat voted for the president's tax plan. And look at the result we've had from that tax plan. You've got an economy now that has been reignited. You've got great GDP growth. You've got low unemployment. You've got a rollback of regulations. And it's just had a dramatic effect. But not one of them voted for that tax cut. And I think that's a harbinger of things to come if Bredesen gets the seat.
And not only did they not vote for it, Jeff, they've pledged under Chuck Schumer to repeal it, to take away these crumbs, as both Chuck Schumer and Phil Bredesen have termed the tax cuts. You know, for Tennesseans, they've seen bonuses, they've seen money in their pockets, they've seen the growth of their wages, they've seen the growth of the economy, and the tax cuts, for the most part, haven't even gone into effect for most people because they're in effect this year and people won't see them till they file their tax return next year.
Well, you're exactly right, but I do think, Steve, that as a businessman, I do think even though they haven't really gone fully into effect, just the fact that they're there and people are anticipating what that's going to mean, whether it's individuals with more money in their pockets or whether it's companies that realize that their tax rate has gone down, they're going to have more money to invest, and we're seeing record investment and capital spending, which, again, is great for everybody's future. So I think even those tax cuts, they have had an effect, even though they're not fully implemented. But you're right also about this rollback. And you also have to worry about, how are the regulations that President Trump has rolled back, or how which have had a profound impact? Are they going to somehow go after those? So people need to understand that we need transparency here. And I think Marsha has been very, very clear about the fact that she supports the president, supports his economic programs, and Governor Bredesen has been able to obfuscate. He has not been forced to say, here's exactly what I'm going to do with regard to the president's economic plan.
Yeah, and he's going to be here on Monday right? In up in Johnson City. President Trump will be.
And maybe so, in Memphis. I saw a report that he may be coming to Memphis.
Really?
Or Pence may be coming to Memphis later this week. They're trying to get the schedule arranged.
I think they're going to South Haven.
Yeah, South Haven.
In Mississippi, yeah. So, Jeff.
Which is basically South Memphis Haven, South.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, South Haven is really a suburb of Memphis.
Y'all claim everything to about Jackson, don't you? I mean.
So, Jeff Webb, you're a guy.
We do what we can.
Yeah. Jeff Webb, you're a guy who knows something about creating jobs. I mean, Varsity Brands and Varsity Spirit, what a terrific success story. Memphis-based company. You now have more than 8,000 employees in 50 states, 700 employees in Tennessee. Jeff, you founded this company in your apartment, 30 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah, really more like 40. We did kind of set up the world headquarters in the second bedroom of my apartment.
But you didn't build that.
Believe me.
You didn't build it, Jeff.
As Barack Obama would say, you didn't build that while he was still a community organizer. You were actually building that.
Well, we had a lot of help. And, you know, I was originally from Texas and actually moved here to Memphis to start the business. And it's been a great place to build a business. And, you know, I just think it's important. And we have to do everything we can to make sure that those kinds of opportunities are here.
But you really created this industry, this cheerleading industry. You're at ESPN. I mean, this is a huge, huge company that you created from your apartment.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of help along the way and some amazing people that are really committed to what we want to do as far as having a positive effect on young people and helping to make them leaders in their schools to really bring everybody together for a better outcome.
But you know how to create jobs. And what you're saying is, on that front, Phil Bredesen's just on the wrong side of things. That essentially is, I think, what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, it would seem so, but Mike, the other problem is there's not transparency, and I think our citizens deserve to hear from both candidates. And I said I think Marcia's done a much better job. Let's hear what you're going to do in these areas.
Yeah, what's his plan?
It's roaring. Are we really going to risk that?
Yeah, they want to go fix it. It's doing too well, and they've got to fix it and break it back down to where it was just a while back. You know, President Trump made the point repeatedly on the campaign trail, Jeff, that the tax cuts he thought would be very important and would be vital. But as he talked to businesses, it was the regulatory reform. It was the reducing the burden of red tape and regulatory burdens on small businesses in particular and on big businesses. Are you seeing that in your businesses and your other business interests, that the regulation reform may actually be having a bigger bump in the economy than the tax cuts?
Yeah, our business was not and is not as affected by the regulations, either pro and con, but the entire economy has been affected by those, and that does have an effect on our business as well as everybody else's. I mean, the Obama administration put in thousands of regulations that really strangled businesses and discouraged them from investing and expanding. Now we've seen that roll back, and again, I think as much as anything, Steve, That has really helped get the economy going.
Jeff, you made another good point that Phil Bredesen is campaigning like he's running for governor, and he's really just going to be a junior senator. And apparently, he claims he's not going to vote for Chuck Schumer for majority leader. Address that in terms of what kind of how effective would he be as a junior senator who supposedly wouldn't vote for Chuck Schumer?
Well, first of all, I think that was almost a laughable political stunt. I mean, yes, if somehow the Democrats got the majority, Schumer is going to be overwhelmingly elected, so Bredesen wouldn't even have to vote for Schumer for it to make a difference. But the fact of the matter is as a senator, and especially a junior senator, I mean, Governor Bredesen had a lot of political experience, but when he goes to the Senate, if he were to be elected, he's going to be a junior senator, and he is going to be expected to vote with the party leaders, and they are moving further and further to the left. And again, the evidence is clear. Look at the tax cuts that we talked about before, the tax bill. Every moderate, no matter what, voted against them. And I don't think Governor Bredesen will have any choice. He wouldn't have any choice. If he is going to get committee assignments, if he's going to potentially be a chairman, if he's going to get his legislation introduced, He's going to have to go along with the party, and it's becoming more and more liberal.
And his vote really doesn't matter. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, if the Democrats take the Senate with Phil Bredesen's help, she becomes chairman of the Judiciary Committee. You have the most extremist Democrats who are not going to be looking out for the interest of Tennessee or being moderate in any way. They become committee chairman. They take charge, and we see more of what we've seen during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it, Steve.
Well, Jeff Webb, thank you so much for joining us. Will you come back again sometime and weigh in on what's going on in politics here in Tennessee and in the country?
Yeah, let's do it. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Michael Patrick Leahy.